Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you disguised as sheep, but underneath are ravenous wolves. You will be able to tell them by their fruits. Can people pick grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, a sound tree produces good fruit, but a rotten tree, bad fruit. A sound tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a rotten tree bear good fruit. Any tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and thrown on the fire. I repeat, you will be able to tell them by their fruits." And the introduction to the homily is, "By their fruits you shall know them." Bishop Jeff Robinson, an Australian who was head of the Marriage Tribunal in Sydney for many years and who chaired the committee set up by the Australian bishops into sexual molestation of children, is also a scripture scholar. He has combined all of his talents in commenting on this passage of scripture. He has said that today's gospel is a most important moral of teaching. By their fruits you shall know them. Such an important statement, Jesus says it twice. Someone can keep the law perfectly, but not fulfill the basic law of love. St. Paul says to the Corinthians in chapter 13 of his first letter, "Love is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes." When our set of laws is only based on procedure, we know it can be cold charity, something that has destroyed many marriages. St. Peter says in his first letter, chapter 4, verse 8, "Love covers a multitude of sins." And Pope Francis emphasizes this in his recent letter, "The Joy of Love." People don't always follow the law, and so we as guides need to look at their fruits, their behavior, the love that exists in their relationships. Bishop Robinson says that we need to look for the presence of the Holy Spirit. When people are guided by the Holy Spirit, you have to say they are graced people, good people. And God is in their lives. God lives in them. So often, I have asked parents, friends, and relatives, "Are they good people?" And hearing the reply, "Yes, he or she is a wonderful person," convinces me that God lives in them. And so we can say, "By their fruits you shall know them."